The Eye.
Right, welcome. As you said, today at 12, we're going to have a different conversation as we have the team from Regain Trust, where we're talking on learner pregnancy campaign launch that's going to happen now between 12 until 1 o'clock. We will be having three different speakers that we'll be speaking to. Firstly, I will be speaking to Ms. Chantelle Kangotwi. She's a social worker at Regain Trust. And then Ms. Monica Ndangengolo. She is the learner pregnancy survivor. And also Ms. Nyoni, the Community Health Nurse Society for Family Health. So on the line, I have Ms. Kangotwi. Can you hear me? Morning, Chantelle. Chantelle, can you hear me? Chantelle, seems to me her line has gone off. Chantelle, can you hear me? Okay, let me just get her back on the line so that we can continue with the conversation. Please do bear with me on this one. After this very quick one, I'm going to get Chantelle Kangotwi. She's the social worker for Regain Trust, to continue with the conversation and the launch on the learner pregnancy campaign right here on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
All right, we have Chantelle back on the line. Morning, Chantelle.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great.
Let's jump right into it. This is the learner pregnancy launch, a campaign launch that's currently going to happen right now on Eagle FM between 12 to 1. So maybe you can just introduce the campaign, the concept around this whole campaign to us.
Awesome. During this global pandemic, COVID-19 to be particular, Regain Trust quickly identified the potential risk for teenage or learner pregnancies, as it is seen that globally, pandemics, natural disasters, and wars and conflicts often tend to have an increased harmful effect on the lives of women and children. It is in the light of that Regain Trust, in partnership with the Frederick Ebert Stiftung, with the support from De Beers Namibia Holding, intend to implement a management and prevention of learner pregnancy campaign that particularly targets adolescent girls and young women.
Mm-hmm. So what does, you'd mention that it's targeting adolescent men and women. What else does this campaign target? Is it only that space? Is it maybe elders as well? Is it specifically only for adolescents?
Mm-hmm. When we look at the concept of learner pregnancy, an adolescent would then be someone that finds themselves still attending school or in their teenage years. So it particularly targets adolescent girls and young women.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is not just for the girl child, because when you look at the EMAS, you will see that a number of boys drop out school as a result of learner pregnancy as well. However, when we often think of the fact, we often bypass the fact that is it really school boys that are impregnating school-going girls?
Mm-hmm.
The theme of this project aims to include all learner parents, both girls and boys.
Yeah.
However, the main core and the main aim is to prevent learner pregnancy and to offer psychosocial support and encourage all children to focus on their education.
Yeah. So tell me, What is the main objective for the books before babies?
This Books Before Babies campaign has three main objectives. It would like to increase the learner education about sexual responsibility and sexual reproductive health to prevent learner pregnancy from happening, as well as to increase the inclusion and support for learners in cases where this pregnancy has already occurred, both the girls and the boys. The support coming from the family, their friends, and the wider community, as well as service providers. Lastly, this campaign wants to look at promoting and placing an emphasis on the importance of education against the provision made by the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture when teenage pregnancies actually occurs.
Considering these objectives, how does COVID-19 impact learner pregnancy?
During this period, for the longest time, our adolescents or our high school learners, as well as our primary school learners, were not attending school because schools were closed. In the Erongo region, Walvis-Bays, Kopmund, and Arandas in particular, our learners are not yet back at school. Mm-hmm. But considering the fact that schools have been closed in this time, it made learners or teenagers more vulnerable to incidences of sexual violence, rape, and sexual harassment. Also, there would be an increase risk of risky sexual behavior and unsafe abortions.
Yeah.
These incidences are further fueled by expirated levels of poverty and the limited access to proper sexual reproductive health services across the country.
So basically, this campaign then adds to what the Ministry of Education is already doing at the school base. You guys are doing it across base in terms of the community. Is this campaign only running currently in the Erongo region, or is it also running in other regions, if I may ask?
Regain Trust has three other offices. Mm-hmm. We have the Erongo region, where we are based in Walfish Bay. The campaign is also running in the Omusati region in Otapi, to be specific, as well as in the Komas region in Windhoek. So this campaign will be running across all three Regain Trust offices in the country.
You mentioned that the campaign is focusing on two very important aspects. Can you tell us a little bit more about the end goal?
The campaign is aimed at addressing issues around the management and prevention of adolescents and young girls falling pregnant. During May this year, just over 2 months ago, the Ministry of Health and Social Services announced that health facilities are short in supply of contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you are aware of whether you knew about that. Therefore, adolescent girls and young women are already facing existing challenges in accessing sexual reproductive health services, such as the issue around the contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
So during this pandemic, adolescent girls and young women's inability to access such services are likely to further increase.
Yeah.
This will naturally have adverse effects on their sexual reproductive health, and therefore it is imperative that services are available to prevent and manage teenage pregnancy during the pandemic. It is also quite evident to say that it is very difficult for adolescent girls and young women to actually negotiate safe sex, and this further increases their vulnerability.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Chantal. I'll be talking to you towards the end of the program. That should be around 1:45. I still need to chat to Monica and Ntombi and just get their perspective, and then I'll come back to you so that we can round up this conversation right here on Eagle FM.
Great.
All right. That is Chantal. She is a social worker at Regain Trust. She is at the branch in Erongo region, and they are launching the Learner Pregnancy Campaign in partnership with De Beers Namibia Holdings, as well as the Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation. So the conversation for the next hour is going to focus on this Learner Pregnancy Campaign. We are going to talk to a Learner Pregnancy survivor, Monica, after the break, and then after that, we're going to talk to Ntombi Zotwa, Nyoni, as she is from the nurse community. After this quick break, we continue right here on Eagle FM. Do stay tuned on Eagle FM as the conversation, or rather this specific hour, is brought to you by Regain Trust.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, as we said, we continue with the conversation right here on Eagle FM, where the conversation is around the Learner Pregnancy Campaign, where Regain Trust, in partnership with De Beers Namibia Holdings, as well as the Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation, and we are talking to next to a learner pregnancy survivor, Ms. Monica Ndakingolo. Morning, Monica. Yes. Good afternoon, Monica.
Afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Monica, can you share your experience as a teenage mother to us?
Yes, I can, sir.
Yes.
I became a mother at a very young age, at the age of 17. I was very disappointed in myself and also my family. And the thing I can say, I'm a grateful person. My mom was there for me. She sacrificed her happiness because of me. And the father of my kid is also supportive financially and emotionally. He was there. And what I can say, I'm proud of those people. And I know that learner parent is never easy, especially the first time. It's very difficult for the kids.
Yeah.
Because you have lost your teenage freedom. And it will be doubting as soon as you become a mother. But for me, I realized that a kid is never a mistake. It's a blessing from God.
Yeah.
And it's also a plan. Even though it did not come at an expected time. And the most trying circumstance, you cannot correct an unplanned pregnancy. You can only prevent it if you could prevent it, trying a certain thing as it's a gift. But to me, a baby is not a death sentence at all.
Yeah.
It's your future. And you can still pursue your dreams and become someone in life. That's the thing.
Now, looking back as a teen mother, you know, you're a teenager, you're a mother. What was the most challenging experience to you?
The most challenging is that I experienced a lot of things because it was so hard for me to become a mom, even though I was not ready for it. But I put all the trust in God.
Yeah.
And he made it to be where I am now.
Now, when you found out about the pregnancy, was there someone to talk to?
There was no one, because I was very disappointed in myself. I could not tell anyone, either my mom. My mom only found out after 4 months. That's the time she found out that I'm pregnant. And she did not do anything or say anything.
Yeah.
She only told me that I must not abort the kid.
Yeah.
I must keep it.
Yeah.
Because if I happen to abort, the world will laugh at her.
Yeah.
And I keep it.
Did you think about abortion? that time, if I may ask?
Yes, I wrote about abortion. That was the thing, the first thing that came on my mind.
Yeah.
And I thought it twice, because it was between life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that if I had to do abortion, one day I might not conceive anymore. Yeah. Maybe that was the only kid that God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Except your mother's support, who else came through to support? Did the baby of the father come to support? Did the family come to support? Friends, family?
Yeah, the father of my kid was the most supportive person.
Mm-hmm.
My kid never liked anything. Everything was just on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful for him.
Yeah. Now, tell us, what word of encouragement would you like to give, you know, other school-going teenagers about prevention methods for unwanted pregnancies?
To the kids, if they are not sexual active, if they are sexual active, they must use contraceptives and or abstain from sex. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And the thing, they must not abort, because abortion is not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
They must just keep their kids. One of the good days, they will realize that being a mother is the most important thing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for talking to us, Monica. Unless there's anything else that you want to share with our listeners, you know, specifically, and maybe thank those that have supported you, those that you're working with, and so on?
Yeah, the thing I want to share is parents should start talking to their kids.
Yeah.
Educate them about sex so that they cannot do mistakes.
Yeah.
And one thing is, girls must also be out. Not everybody can be a baby father.
Mm-hmm.
They must also say that this person cannot be a baby father to this person.
Yeah.
So they must. The only thing they must abstain, or they must use condoms.
Yeah.
If they are not ready with baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a mother is the it's very challenging.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have work. The guy doesn't support you, and you have to suffer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Monica.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
That is Miss Monica Ndange Nyolo. She's a learner pregnancy survivor, and she is part of the series of talks that we're going to have now in this specific hour, and where Regain Trust, in partnership with the Friedrich Ebert Stifting and the De Beers Group, are launching the Learner Pregnancy campaign right here on Eagle FM. Just quickly share this. Abstain so you can focus on achieving your dreams. Why rush to take an adult responsibilities? Avoid growing up too fast. Be faithful and committed to yourself. Take care of your sexual reproductive health. Be brave, be bold, be smart about your choices. And C, condomize. Should you be sexually active, never compromise on correctly and consistently using condoms. Communicate and confirm. No condom, no sex. And D, delay. There is virtue in patience. Why rush? Rather devote your time and energy to ensure you become the best version of yourself. This is some of the that I wanted to share. And also lastly, E, enjoy your youth, your childhood. Is yours to cherish. So that is the A, B, C, D, and E of the tips that they have shared. So after this very quick break, I'm coming to speak to Ms. Tomzodwa Nyoni. She's from the Society for Family Health, a community nurse. That is the next conversation I'm going to have. And after that, we're going to speak to Chantal Kangotwe again, where we'll be wrapping up the conversation right here. This is the Learner Pregnancy Campaign launch, Books Before Babies, on Eagle FM, brought to you by Regain Trust in with the support of the De Beers Group Holdings, as well as the Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation. After this quick one, we're talking to Ms. Tomzodwa Nyoni.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Right. We also said that we are talking to a community nurse right here from the Society for Health, for Family Health, rather. So on the line also I have Ms. Tomzodwa Nyoni. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing this morning, or this afternoon, rather?
I'm doing quite well.
All right. Let's get right into the conversation. And we're talking, this is the launch of the Learner Pregnancy Campaign by Regain Trust with their partners. So what do teenagers need to grow and develop in good health?
Thank you very much for the question. I was just listening to Monica as she was answering to the questions and telling us her story.
Yeah.
So you are asking me, what do teenagers really need?
Yes.
For them as they grow? Teenagers really, they need our support.
Mm-hmm.
They need our support. I'm going to be answering as a community health nurse.
Yes.
But I'm also a mother who has got teenagers.
Yes.
So from my perspective as a nurse, I understand that these adolescents, these teenagers, they need a variety of package of interventions that we should provide as nurses, as a healthcare workers, whether we are in the community, whether we are in the facilities for the Ministry of Health and Social Services or any other private facility that we have in Namibia. We need to tailor our needs to meet the special needs of the adolescents as well as the teenagers. Mostly they need information. They need skills. And above all, they need respect and confidentiality.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about support, should the support only come from parents, or who else, when we talk about support, where should it come from?
When we look at teenagers,
during
this period, it's a window of opportunity for them. So when you are looking at a time when you have, it's a window of opportunity in your life, you need support from everyone, from those that are around you, be it your family, be it your friends, be it your peers, be it your teachers, be it the society that we live in. These teenagers, they need support from all of us.
Yes.
To shape their behavior.
Yeah. So what is the role of a productive health service provision in contributing to the health and development of teenagers?
The role of health is to ensure that we capacitate the teenagers with information for them to be able to make an informed decision. You've just read
what our poster is standing for.
Yes.
And it is very correct, because for someone to be able to make a decision and confidently be able to advocate for use of either a condom or have the ability and the confidence to obtain and say no,
yes,
you need to be empowered with information.
Yeah.
When you have information, you are able to make a decision,
yeah,
which makes your life better.
Yeah.
So I think as parents, as well as healthcare workers, when we face teenagers, wherever it is we are working, it is very important that we take time to listen. We give them information that will help them to make decisions. And we also respect these teenagers.
Yes.
Regardless of how old you are as a healthcare worker,
mm-hmm,
ensure that these teenagers, you respect her.
Yeah.
Because once you give her that respect, she's assured that whatever information she has shared with you, it will be kept confidential.
Yes. So what are some of the main reasons or contributing factors to teenage pregnancy?
There are quite a variety of factors, really, that we look at. If you look at the contributing factors, they are coming from the teenager herself as an individual, and this could be either peer pressure, this could be social network that this teenager is in,
mm-hmm,
but they could also be other factors that could predispose this teenager.
Yeah.
We look at maybe the family, the environment where this child grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
This child could have grown up in a family where they could have been abused. This child could have grown up in a family where the parents are no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And this child would have grown up in a family where there's a lot of like poverty. These are some of the things that put teenagers in so much pressure.
Yeah.
That end up indulging in behaviors unplanned, like Monica said,
yeah,
without realizing the consequences of all this.
Yeah. All right. Before I let you go, what can be done to improve the quality of the reproductive health service provision to teenagers?
I think speaking on as a community health nurse, I work in the community. We meet a lot of teenagers. What I would suggest maybe we probably do as the Minister of Health,
yeah,
is to making sure that the health services are friendly for the adolescents and the teenagers to have access.
Yeah.
Also to provide a comprehensive package, which is quite inclusive of the needs of the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that we provide these services at the right time, in the right manner, with the appropriate individuals. In summary, I would say that our services should be more accessible, more acceptable to the teenagers, more equitable. By equitable, I mean they should be available to all teenagers, regardless of whether you live in Windhoek,
yeah,
or whether you live in the villages.
Yeah.
They should also be appropriate to our culture,
yeah,
and to our tribes,
yeah,
and they also need to be effective.
Yeah. All right. Is there any final words, Ms. Tomzodwa, that you'd want to add or maybe encourage those are facing this difficult time currently right now?
For those that are facing this current time, it's difficult. We are already also in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
This situation has got a huge impact on the teenagers.
Yeah.
Because there are services that they could have been able to access, that they may not be able to access right now. But they need to know that out there, we are here for you. Our doors are always open.
Yes.
Please feel free to come through to discuss whatever it is, because this is a time you may face a lot of other challenges because you spend more time at home.
Yes.
We are here to help you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Ms. Tomzodwa. It was very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is community nurse Ms. Tomzodwa Nyoni, Society for Family Health, and she shared on the growth and development in good health. She also shared the role of reproductive health service provision in contributing, and also, you know, one of the reasons as to why the teenage pregnancy is still happening, the contributing factors. She'd shared that. And also, Monica had come through and shared her experience, you know, about her being at 17, falling pregnant. So before I go over to Chantal, I'll quickly just take a call, then maybe she can accommodate some of the answers. All right, fortunately, that caller couldn't come through, but you're welcome to give one question or two that maybe when we finalize now off with Chantal, then she'll be able to maybe try to see if she can accommodate that. Eagle FM?
Hello, sir.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's just a wonderful topic.
Yes.
Now, I've been dealing with these things for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I studied also biology, but my mind was based on animal biology.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to go through reading about reproductive system of human being.
Yeah.
First of all, a teenage conduct with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Tend to be awkward, of course, and sometimes embarrassing despite the best efforts and intentions of parents.
Yeah.
The meeting may be at school, dances or movie dates, perhaps in the presence of a chaperone, if I call it that way, who is teacher or a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Now this overcoming of insecurity.
Yeah.
Some youngsters will feel more secure than others in social gatherings.
Yes.
Those who feel insecure may not participate at all when such opportunities first arise.
Yeah.
As the youngster, for me, when I grew up, older, however, they find more. Now I'm based my arguments on the teenage opposite sex. They find that more and more of their friends are dating or going to dances or parties to meet members of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Some boys or girls who feel insecure may find that they are more gregarious. You know, the human being is a gregarious animal.
Yeah.
Or less ill at ease. If they fortify themselves with a couple of drinks of an alcoholic beverages or with drugs before they join their friends, youngsters who feel maybe the need for stimulants or depressants in order to enjoy parties usually can be helped with psychological counseling to overcome their fears of inadequacy. Young people, my last saying is that young people should be assured that getting together at parties of mixed sexes in a natural thing to do, it has to be going on for generations, I know. And although an individual youngster may feel ill at ease at his first few dances or parties, he probably will survive.
Yeah.
As the boy or a girl attends more parties, the chances of increase that he or she will meet a person, the opposite sex, who is particularly attractive.
Yeah.
If the feeling is mutual, the acquaintanceship may develop into more or less steady dating. So I will be listening to you now if you go on.
All right.
Advising the youth to go steady.
Yes.
Being steady, steady, steady.
All right.
You know, they are very active in these things.
Mm-hmm.
As research.
Yes.
The question is now, the other girl was talking about her experience. Where did it start?
Yes.
From the beginning. Where was she when she was realizing she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my contribution.
All right. Thanks for coming through, Uncle Jeremiah.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I like you much.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
So, as we said, this is the Learner Pregnancy Campaign launch right here on Eagle FM by Regain Trust in partnership with the De Beers Namibia Holdings and the Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation. You are welcome to come through if you have a question. And then after that, we'll talk to Chantal. That then we wrap up the conversation right here. Eagle FM?
Eagle FM.
Yes.
Yeah, also I want to contribute today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always we are just, you see, we are thinking about our forefathers, that time of our forefather.
Yes.
The pregnancy, the percentage was very low. While those people, they were not educated. And then now, yeah, when it comes to modern, the people who have more information, the teenager pregnancy is going up.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to ask is, what's the problem? Because now we are educating people, children, while they are very early, they already started educating them.
Yeah.
And then at the school, and also at the home, they are also advising parents to educate the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the outcome is coming on the other side.
Yeah.
We are doing this with the purpose of eradicating this teenager pregnancy. But unfortunately, we are now like promoting it.
Yeah.
Why we could not change the to change maybe shift to the traditional way of educating our kids? Just the last thing to the modern one, which is also putting us in the wrong direction. I want to ask you,
right.
why are we not moved to the deal? Because maybe I think, you see the time when I grown up with very big, very girls, those who are up to 20, 25, 27, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the pregnancy was low at the villages. But now, you see those people are carrying babies, very young girls.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the problem with.
I think we also just need to look at the different generations. That also plays a role. Also, the what Ms. Tom Zodwa shared as well, you know, the contributing factors. It can be circumstances. It can be peer pressure. All of that plays a contributing role. So it's not only one thing that's making it spike, but I think many factors and reasons are part of this in terms of contributing to this teenage pregnancy.
Maybe it's like technology, like also those TVs. But at the village, what about the villages where people have not even in the smartphones, they are only now here and there. And then people they just have a small cell phone,
mm-hmm.
but the teenagers is high. Sometimes we want to blame everything. Maybe education started very early to educate people to open eyes for the kids very early.
Mm.
Maybe we have to extend it to grade, even started at the grade 8 upward or grade 9 somewhere. Then they started. Now they start very early. Why the people, the kids, they are not open or they you see, when the time is come, you can find it. Now this one is open now. And then you start educating them.
Right.
We are educating them before they are not opening. We are opening them very early.
All right. Let me thank you for coming through. Okay. And one should commend the efforts and interventions that's been done by Regain Trust. on these learner pregnancy campaign, because they have seen the situation, they've seen the problems, and now they are, you know, tackling it head on, because sitting back and doing nothing, I don't think one would be able to survive. Last caller, and then we talk to Chantal. Eagle FM, afternoon.
Afternoon, Navarro.
Hi, ma'am.
May I please get the contact details for the lady that just, Miss Tom Zondwa.
Miss Tom Zondwa.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just, can you hold on for me? Because I'm going to give you Chantal's number.
All right.
Then Chantal will give you Ms. Tom Zodwa's number, because I don't have the permission yet to share her number. But okay, I believe Chantal should be able to assist you, because they are from Regan Trust. Then she should be able to link you up with Ms. Tom Zodwa.
All right.
So you can contact Chantal at this number. Just hold on for me so I can get you. I'm just going to get it quickly too. I'm just opening up my document here, it's so I can just make sure I give you the right number and not give you a number where you're going to struggle how to get the number.
Okay.
It's 081 55 84 84 008 008. Yeah, that's 081 55 84 008. So I know she is listening, so I believe she will be expecting your call, because after this will be right. Fortunately, we have lost her, but that is Chantal's number for those that would also want to get in contact with Regain Trust, or maybe want to speak to the community nurse. It's, you can call Chantal Kangotwi. She's 081 55 84 008. You can speak to her. She's from Regain Trust, stationed in Erongo region. Just to give you a brief on Regain Trust. Regain Trust is a non-governmental organization which was established in 2015 together with the Friedrich Ebert Foundation, and with funding from the European Union, a project titled Survivors Speak Up, No More Gender-Based Violence. We also remember that we had this conversation right here on Eagle FM. That was during the COVID. And also Learner Pregnancy, the one that's currently we're launching here. Regain Trust offers psychosocial support to victims, survivors of gender-based violence. They do capacity building for service providers, and also they do work with learners and their parents for providing sessions focused on issues such as gender-based violence, HIV, and other awareness raising through public dialogues in the Comas, Erongo, and Omusati region in Namibia. You can make contact with them right at the number that I shared on 081 55 84 008. Last caller, and then we speak to Chantal. Unfortunately, we've lost out on that caller. We will be getting hold of Ms. Chantal so that we can just wrap up the conversation that we've had, her, just to do a recap, especially on what this campaign is about, who is it targeting, what are some of the objectives, because we know some of you might have joined us now. And also just to wrap up in terms of, other support that the organization provides, and also just to conclude with Ms. Chantal Kangu to honor the awareness on COVID-19 and the different regulations. Eagle FM.
Hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Am I the Eagle FM?
Yes, Eagle FM.
On air?
Yes, on air.
Oh, okay. No. I was listening to the topic. Actually, it's a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and I applaud for the parents of the lady that was just talking, the one who was pregnant, because that's what we're supposed to do as parents. As a parent, I was listening, and that's what we're supposed to do, actually. because what we have to do is like we have to try to prevent them to get pregnant, and
yes.
then when it happens, then we need to support them and
yes.
That's the process. Prevent,
yes.
but it's, when it happens, then we should support.
Very true. So
that's the only contribution I wanted to do, because the peer pressure actually is more than. So that's why we should.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Oh.
Your line was breaking up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
All right. Thanks for coming through.
Okay, sir.
All right. That's her contribution. And as she said, you know, in some circumstances, peer pressure plays a major role. So I'd like to thank those callers that have also come through and given their contribution to this specific topic that we're having, where the regain trust with their partners took this specific platform to launch their Learn a Pregnancy campaign. That's focusing on teenage pregnancy, on learner pregnancy, because they have seen the what's currently happening, and they've seen that they can play a role in making sure the education aspect of learner pregnancy takes part. And this is a regain trust with their partners, Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation, as well as the De Beers Namibia Holdings. When we come back, we're speaking to Ms. Chantal Kangotwe.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, welcome back. This is Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. We are having the conversation right here, brought to you by Regain Trust with their partners, the Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation, as well as De Beers Group. And it's the Learn a Pregnancy campaign launch. And now, just to wrap up on the conversation, we have back Ms. Chantal Kangotwe. She is a social worker at Regain Trust. Chantal?
Yes.
Before we wrap up, maybe mm-hmm. just a quick recap on this campaign. Maybe yes. just what the campaign is, who is it targeting, and the objectives.
Awesome. The Books Before Babies campaign is a campaign that focuses on providing support to learner parents, inclusive of the boys and girls, but focusing more on the young adolescents and young women. The Books Before Babies campaign looks at supporting learner parents, which looks at the preventative measures as well as managing once the teenage pregnancy has occurred. How then do we as service providers and parents and family support our learner parents that find themselves in an unwanted pregnancy or a learner pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chantal, your organization provides support to young adolescents experiencing learner pregnancy. What are some of the support structures?
Regain Trust provides psychosocial support to learner parents as well as mediation between the parent and the family that is affected by the learner pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
as well as we do group counseling for the learner parent, be it a boy or girl. We usually do this with other group of learner parents, and then they come together and they use their experiences to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
We also have self-help support groups to help the teenager navigate through the whole issues that comes with being a teenage parent, being school, being the health of the baby, being their own health, as well as sexual reproductive health, education and services.
Yeah. All right. To conclude, What are some of the awareness on COVID-19 and regulations that you'd want to share with us?
Mm-hmm. I would just then once again encourage our listeners and Namibia at large to know, to raise awareness around the issue of, for you to limit your chances of infection by COVID-19 or reduce your risk. It is important for you to wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizer as frequently as possible, as well as cover a cough or sneeze. And to remember the importance of wearing a mask correctly, as well as practicing social distancing, minimize your movement as much as possible. I know that for the Rongo region, for Walvis Bay in particular, this is now an aspect that is being strengthened by minimizing movement, as well as keeping a distance of at least 1 meter away from each other. And then should you feel unwell with symptoms of a dry cough, high fever, and shortness of breath, please call the Ministry of Health and Social Services toll-free number, which is 0800 100 100, or consult your doctor or health facility telephonically to be advised on what to do.
All right, we've had some of the callers that have came through, and one specifically wanted the contact details. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you can share contact details of Regain Trust, and also where one can find you guys, because I know with this specific campaign that you're launching, there are parents, friends, and family that will definitely want to reach out, especially mm-hmm. with some of the support structures that mm-hmm. Regain Trust has in place.
Yes. Regain Trust office in Windhoek, the contact detail is 081-70-33-203. For Windhoek is 081-70-33-203. They are based in Klein Windhoek in Windhoek. The Omusati region is based in Otapi at the youth center. Their number is 081-55-84-004. 081-55-84-004. For the Regain Trust office in the Erongo region, Walvis Bay Multipurpose Center, the contact detail is 081-55-84-008. And that is the contact details for all three offices of Regain Trust in across the three regions.
So it's Windhoek, it's Otapi, and it's Walvis Bay.
Yes.
All right. No, thank you very much, Chantal. Is there any last words that you'd want to give before we say goodbye to our listeners?
Thank you for having us today. A last word to our listeners would be, in the light of the issue of around learner pregnancy, one of the callers did mention the importance of us being there to support our learner parents, as well as strengthening aspect of prevention, as we can prevent learner pregnancy by providing the support the children need, not shying away from the topic of sex when it comes to our children, because reality is, it is happening. There's peer pressure, there's TV, there's the internet, and all these things then put our children at more risk and makes them more vulnerable to being interested or wanting to know or wanting to experiment with unsafe sex.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Chantal Kongotu, social worker at Regain Trust.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Ms. Chantal Kongotu. She is from Regain Trust, a social worker. And also we spoke to Ms. Monica Ndakengolo. She's a learner pregnancy survivor. And also we spoke to community nurse Ms. Ntomzodwa Nyoni for the Society for Family Health. And that was brought to you by Regain Trust in partnership with De Beers Namibia Holdings and also the Friedrich Ebert Stifting Foundation. So just to repeat those numbers that she's given, the Klein Windhoek or the Windhoek office is 081-70-33-203 and the Otapi office is 081-55-84-004. And the Walvis Bay office is 0855-84008. You're welcome to give them a call in order to seek for support or assistance, whether it's in gender-based violence, Learn a Pregnancy campaign that they've launched today on Eagle FM. Thank you very much for joining us. At 1 o'clock, it's going to be the On the Radar Midday News Bulletin, with Shaligan and Ndipura Charlie. When I come back to say my goodbyes.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Do you want to walk away with one of $5,000 NWR vouchers? All you have to do is contribute to Eagle FM from as little as 100 Namibian dollars via e-wallet, easy wallet, blue wallet to 081-200-4144. You can also send an EFT to Eagle Media House, First National Bank, Windhoek Branch, branch code 280172, account number 622-711-0043. You can use your email or contact number as reference. Winners will be announced every second Friday live on radio and our Facebook page at 10:15.
Olyo mnangeshefa noa haraku shivifa oma akuroe kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukulu olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Right. Thank you very much. This is Eagle FM, the eye, Namibia's number one and only talk radio station. Erwan and the Pewashali Shapanale will be taking over with On the Radar. But for me, it's that time where I'm going to say my goodbyes. You guys need to have yourself a wonderful afternoon. It is 1 o'clock tomorrow. I'm back on the Brand Conversation at 10. Until 11:30 rather. Then after that, Tech Eagle with France. And I know, yeah, it's a bit chilly in studio. And I'm going to say my goodbyes. Good afternoon, Depeshali.
A very good afternoon to you, Alvaro.
How are you?
Why do you have the aircon at 12 during winter?
It's hot. I was sweating the whole day.
They say that people who love the aircon like that is because they are cooling down the, I don't know, night activities.
All right, guys.
When I mean night activities, I mean which, okay, never mind.
Please, us, we don't
let
do
me keep
brooms.
Quiet.
We don't do brooms. All right, guys, until tomorrow 10, I'll be back. Have yourself a wonderful day. And as I usually say, be kind to one another.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede ro ude undi, ora tienge o Eagle FM ayadida era karaimba behinaraka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe okuhungira ohungano mamu ina woye. Kukusha orati yunji o Ikel FM ika onje kwa murungu no mekuli isi woshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye, moshimbesho vina vivali na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongore wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe muupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu roye yodoranda esere no iwaeleta, on blue weleta po isi weleta kono moranji onora ohambo ndato imwe ombali onora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali miyaro kana nombo nanjeru kwao onora ohambo ndato oimwe ombali onora mbali oime oimwe oloine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House kombanga njyo kamuti FNB on branch ko utenji ombali ohambo ndato onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mithe miyaka no branch ko utanjo ombali ohambo ndato onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mithe wakao namba ko mwitiza shimaliba oyonji ohambo umwe ombali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo onora ndato oine ondato ono mara mo hitisa oshimaliba ko FNB oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo onora ndato oine ondato ungulitha o emaila po ono mara yoye osho o reference yoye
Eagle FM the eye, the eye.
My name is Kelvin, and welcome to the Early Morning Scoop.
Just because a judge finds a person guilty does not mean a person is guilty. Mm. Judges have found people guilty, and they have won on appeal.
He feels bad because of he's a minister, and his reverse parking is bad.
Okay, so the city of Windhoek wants to rename Bismarck Street.
No, I don't think it's okay. It should just remain this.
Is it the only street that is named after a colonizer, though?
We are talking about young people, why they are not interested to vote.
I really don't think the government has put us in interest, because at least they should come up with awareness why we should vote and things like that.
This is the Early Morning Scoop on Eagle FM.